Milo's Pro Rewards members. Go big during Pro Savings Days at Lowe's. Buy more and save more with up to 20% off job site essentials like primed finger joint boards when you spend $3,000 or more. Plus, get up to 25% off PVC DWV pipes when you spend $250 or more. Shop Pro Savings Days at Lowe's. We help you save. Valid through 123. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
All right, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of Ethan's Thoughts, episode 12. Now, for today's episode, if you are like me, you are finishing up college, semester, mid-finals, whatever you want to call them. It is finals, but some people, if you're in high school, you know, you have those midterm semester grades things, you know, whatever. But it's over. At least it's over, or you're about to be over. I mean, for me, I'm done. Christmas break is here. I have one more semester of college left. I'm so excited. And it's time. I'm relaxing. I'm chilling out, hanging out with family. And I can imagine, though, for some of you during this holiday season, you can get a little bit bored. You know, you kind of run out of things to do, and you'll probably just end up watching some movies with your family or by yourself. And so I thought today's episode, considering you'll have chances to watch them over the holidays, well, holiday, Christmas, it's really the main reason. It's called Christmas break, winter break, whatever. I'm going to list my top 10 movies of all time. Dun, dun, dun. And I remember, granted, these are my opinions. This list is my opinion. So if you don't agree, please don't tell me. My list is my list. I think it's perfect. But I understand if your list is different. So we're going to list my top 10 movies. You should check them out over the break. Hope you guys are enjoying the show, the podcast. I'll see you guys in the episode. All right, here we go. Top 10 movies. Some movies you can check out during this time. Now, I want to have like a clarification thing. So if you know me, you know I'm a huge Marvel fan. I'm a huge, probably bigger than Marvel, Star Wars fan. I love Harry Potter movies. I love the Lord of the Rings movies. And I love these movies a lot. And so I understood that, you know, if you know Harry Potter, there's a bunch of movies. If you know Star Wars, there's a bunch of movies, and especially Marvel. So I didn't want to involve these movies. The reason for that is because there's so many. So a separate episode, probably after Christmas, because I'm going to have a Christmas-themed episode next week. But probably after Christmas, I'm going to make an episode about trilogies and series. Overall, maybe not just trilogies, but series, movie series. And that's going to involve movies series such as Marvel, Star Wars, the Dark Knight trilogy of Batman, Harry Potter, Indiana Jones, Transformers, even whatever movies I'm not thinking of. Those are the ones on top of my head. But for now, today, we're going to do just kind of standalone movies. Now, some of these movies do have sequels and are part of series. However, I went ahead and threw them in there because I consider some of these movies to be standalone movies. You know what I mean? Like, they could be on their own if they had to be. And so I got 10. These are in order. Sometimes I specify that these things are not in order. I'm just making a list. These are in order. 10 will be the bottom of my 10. Number 1 will be the top. So we're going to start at number 10. of my favorite movies that I've ever seen. And number 10 is the animated movie Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse. Now, you may have already been shut down because you heard the word animated movie. And if you're one of those people, you know what? That might be an ick. But anyways, this movie's good. This is a good movie. Has a great story. Miles Morales, he's an awesome Spider-Man. One of my favorite characters now in the, you know, world of heroes right now. And there is a sequel to Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse coming out in 2023. Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse. But it has not come out yet. So I'm throwing it on this list as its own separate movie. It's just a great movie, great story, a lot of cool action. It's very creative. Like I said, it's animated, but they really use it in a funny way. And I think it was perfect. And it has a fire soundtrack. And one of the songs on the soundtrack is one of my favorite songs of all time, Sunflower by Post Malone. So Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse is number 10. It was kind of hard to move it to number 10, but I can't let my love for the song influence the actual movie's rankings, if that makes sense. So number 9, we have Now You See Me, 2013. I'm going to also give the date of each movie. Spider-Man and Spider-Verse 2018. Number 9, Now You See Me, 2013. This movie was off the chains. It was like this insane, like mind-blowing. It's about magicians who come together and do a heist, and it's awesome. And the stars, like full of stars on the cast. Plots and twists all over the place. Great sense of humor. And it's magicians. They're just going to blow your mind while they go do the movie. So I really like this movie a lot. There is a sequel and rumors of a third movie. I don't think the third movie is going to happen. But Now You See Me is a great movie. I love it so much. And I recommend you watch it over this break. Number 8. We're going way back. Way back. This is an older movie that I've really enjoyed, that I've watched before with my family. Rebel Without a Cause. James Dean, 1955. So when I was looking up the date for this movie for my list, you can go watch this movie on HBO Max, but I'm sure you can also rent it on the Old People channel for free because this movie is old. But it is such a cool movie. It's got like drama in it. It's got a little bit of action. Kid running into some trouble, running from the law. And I wanted to throw an older movie up there as well because I kind of wanted to show I have a little taste of culture. I'm not just 2005 up, you know what I mean? So, and this is 1955 before my parents were born, but this is a cool movie. I really enjoyed it. And movies back then were shorter because of budgeting. So you can sit down, watch this movie, and it not be that much. And I wanted to put it on the list. And I think number 8 is a good spot for it. Rebel Without a Cause to the late James Dean. And it's such a cool movie. Number 7. From 2015, we are back in the animated film, Inside Out. Whoa! Inside Out? But isn't Inside Out a kid's movie? Yes, it is. Yes, it is. But you know what? I love it. 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 I believe it's Pixar. I can't confirm, but I think it's Pixar. And that just makes it even better. And I mean, it's like about the emotions in your head and how they help impact your life. And yeah, I just looked it up. Inside Out is a Pixar movie. That makes it even better. And it was just really cool, kind of. And it kind of shows how like changes of life have different emotions. And it's okay to have different emotions. I thought it had a good story. And I can say this was one of the first movies that made me tear up. If you've seen the movie, I won't be spoiling any of these movies, but if you've seen the movie, you know the scene. It was really cool. I actually really liked it. Came out in 2015. So number 7, Inside Out. Number 6 is a classic. Classic. We all should have this one on our list. And you got to remember, just because it was a kid's movie, a movie from your childhood most likely, does not mean that it's not a good movie. If you really just think about what makes a good movie. And number 6 is Lion King, 1994. Some people didn't even know Lion King was that old. Like, it was out. Like, I was born in 2000. Lion King was out 6 years before I was born. And I feel like I watched it all the time. That's because how famous it was. But Lion King's awesome. I mean, you have the comedic humor, Timon and Pumbaa, a great redemption story. Simba runs away. His father dies. He comes back, reclaims king. You got a good villain, Scar, his uncle who's been out to get him since the beginning, got him away, took over, killed his father. Oh, man. Emotional. And I can talk about Lion King just because, like, I can say some spoilers of Lion King because we've all seen it. We've all seen Lion King. Now, granted, I'll say this about the list. Some of these movies, yeah, I know I'm making my top 10, and I also emphasize hoping you would watch them. Some of y'all have seen these movies, but I'm saying you should consider watching it again. And if you haven't, you most definitely need to check out some of these movies if you have not seen them. But Lion King's awesome. It's an OG. It's probably one of my favorite movies from my childhood. And even like some of the spinoff stuff, like Lion King 1.5, pure comedy, absolute comedy. And so Lion King is awesome. We are now entering the top 5. So this is pretty big. When we get to the top, before I name the top one, I do have a few honorable mentions. So I'll name them then. But for now, we're in top 5. Top 5 is Top Gun. Top Gun number 1, 1986. This is a typical good, feel-good American story. I mean, we see Maverick. And he's got his friend Goose, and he's probably the best pilot, and he thinks he's the best pilot, but he has adversaries, a.k.a. Iceman. And he goes through a really cool growth moment where he kind of is humbled. He comes back from it. He finds a lover, which is completely irrelevant because she does not appear in the second movie. Spoiler. But I really like Top Gun. It's such a good movie. And I remember, like, some one of the reasons I put it in my number 5, even though is I've only seen it like 2 or 3 times, but I remember hearing like my parents and other older people from that time when they were like teenagers during that time. And they were like, this movie was like insane. The amount of hype it had, the influence it had on culture at that time. And I think knowing that information and then also enjoying it as much as I've had, like, I have to. And it kind of relates to the second movie too, but even this one, like, just think about how many people, I know some people that have named their child, their dog, other things like Maverick or Goose. And I just think that it's a very influential movie. It's a good movie, and I love it so much. Number 4, from the year 1994, same year as Lion King. This is a good year for movies, if you really think about it. Forrest Gump. I'm sure everybody has Forrest Gump on their top 10 if you've seen it. It's just such a good movie. Very quotable movie. A lot of memory, like moments you remember from this movie. But it's got a really good story, and I love it. I like Tom Hanks in the movie. He's funny. He does Forrest Gump very well. And like I said, many quotable moments. It's probably one of the most quoted movies of all time. And I don't think anyone's going to disagree with that take. That might not even be an opinion. That might actually could be a fact. I might check myself on that later. Quotable, like quoted movies of all time. But everyone loves Forrest Gump. And so I just thought this has to be number 4. I've watched it a bunch. And it's like one of those you can watch. And it's always good every time you watch it. Next one. We are in the top 3. Now, these next two, number 3 and number 2, are also recent films. So, get over it if you think I'm a young guy and don't know any of the older movies. I don't. I'm 22 years old. I didn't know what I've seen. Number 3 is The Batman. Now, I'm going to clarify something real quick. I personally, in my preference, if you've watched some superhero movies, then you'll really know what I'm talking about here. But in my personal preference, I enjoyed the Dark Knight trilogy Batman more than this movie. And they are intending to make a sequel to The Batman. But the sequel is coming out like 2025, 2026. All right, so it's a standalone for now. Well, the Dark Knight trilogy that whole trilogy, I'd put probably all of those movies above the Batman because it's one connected story told through three movies. The Batman is going to have a sequel, but its story is ended. There's really not too much of a cliffhanger. There is kind of one, but it's a story that kind of like started and ended. So I don't like it more than the Dark Knight trilogy, but since that's not on the list, I'm going to make a separate episode for those kind of movies. This one's going to be on its own. But I loved it. I loved it. It's long. It's action-packed. It's got like suspense. There's some twist in there you don't see coming. And I like those kind of movies where you like you leave your jaw on the floor. You don't even know. And you always have moments where like you think you know what's going on, but then it doesn't. I love those movies. And it's just really awesome. I'm a Batman guy, so it was really awesome to see. So The Batman, 2021, number three. Number two, my favorite movies I've seen, my top 10, Top Gun Maverick. Yeah, I know. I was also talking about not putting series on here, and I put Top Gun and Top Gun Maverick on here. But kind of like with the point of the Batman, both of these movies could stand alone and still be on my list. If I didn't have Top Gun Maverick on this list, Top Gun would still probably be number five. But Top Gun Maverick was awesome, and it's more fresh on my mind than Top Gun, and I have to put it above Top Gun because it's my Top Gun. You know, I hear my parents, which I can't use my parents' example because I think my dad loves Top Gun Maverick more than Top Gun. But, you know, some people will probably like say the first Top Gun was better because that's when they watched it in that time, and I'm not going to argue with that because I think Top Gun Maverick's better because I watched it in my time. I went to the theaters and saw it, and it was awesome. Absolutely awesome. Just thrilled the whole time watching it. That sounds like a good movie. Emotional pulling here and there. Action, great shots, American feeling. I'm just like, yeah, Top Gun. And it's got just an awesome theme from both movies. I know we all love it. So Top Gun Maverick is number two. I think if this other movie didn't exist, it would be number one. But before we mention number one, I did say I have some honorable mentions. I have two honorable mentions I'm going to say today. And actually, I think I have three. Let me see. Yes, I have three. So the first one, honorable mentions before, these are numbers like probably 11, 12, and 13. Before I mention number one, first one. The Polar Express, 2004. This is my favorite Christmas movie by far. And it's got such a cool story. I love the animation in the movie. It's like one of those really Christmas feel-good movies where I feel like you enjoy Christmas when you're watching it. And it makes me more excited for Christmas when I've watched it. So I just love The Polar Express. Tom Hanks, who's an actor I like, is in the movie a bunch. And it's just been like a tradition. I've always watched it and I love it. Such a good movie. Second honorable mention, Inception, 2010. Yo, this movie just twists your mind. And I like it though. It's really awesome. And stars Leonardo DiCaprio. The director is Christopher Nolan, who I think is one of the best directors of all time. He directed the Batman trilogy that I said is one of my favorites. But crazy movie, bends your mind. It's insane. Good action. Great. It's a thriller too, like a big thriller. And I really like Inception. And the last one on my list is kind of one that I kind of just put this up there for my own personal preference. I really won't be offended at all if you say this isn't even in your top 30. But Super 8, 2011. A film about the alien thing that crashed from space and the kids found it. And their job is to get it to its ship and get it back. But the government's wanting it as well. Great movie. And I really like that because when I was a kid, I watched it. And I was like, ooh, I want to be one of those kids. I want an alien craft to fall out of space and me to find it. And I'm going to take care of it. Same as Earth the Echo. If you ever seen Earth the Echo, I wanted to be one of those kids as well. Those are my honorable mentions. The Polar Express, Inception, Super 8. And here we are, ladies and gentlemen. This is my favorite movie that I've ever watched. I've made it known to everybody. And I am very, very excited for this. Number one, 2014. Christopher Nolan film, Interstellar. Starring Matthew McConaughey, Anne Hathaway. Such a good movie. I love Interstellar. First of all, it involves space. And I love space. I love space. And it looks so awesome in this movie. It's a thriller too. Absolute thriller. On the edge of your seat for a few moments in the movie. And it twists your mind and bends your mind. You're just like, what in the world's going on? And you have to really pay attention because it explains everything. Like, some movies confuse you and then do a bad job of explaining it. So you're confused and you stay confused. Interstellar can confuse you if you're not truly paying attention to every detail. You have to pay attention to every detail in the movie. And that's personally what I like. It's like, if you pay attention to every detail, for me, I had to watch it twice. But if you pay attention to every detail, you aren't confused. And when it all makes sense, it's just such an awesome movie. So I highly recommend you watch Interstellar. Highly recommend it. That is my favorite movie that I've ever watched. Now, things could change. There's a lot of good movies coming out in 2023. And also, as today's date of me filming this podcast, we're only a few days away from Avatar, The Way of the Water coming out. And I've heard that one's going to be a pretty good movie. So I may have to make an updated list of this someday. But to recap real fast, we got Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse, number 10. Now You See Me, number 9. Rebel Without a Cause, number 8. Inside Out, number 7. Lion King, number 6. Top Gun, number 5. Forrest Gump, number 4. The Batman, number 3. Top Gun Maverick, number 2. And Interstellar, number 1. If you enjoyed this episode of hearing some of these movies, make sure to follow the podcast, share with your friend. Go check out some of these movies over the break. Even if you're not on break and you're just having to still go to work every single day, still watch some of these movies. And especially if you haven't seen some of them, send me some of the movies that you like. I want to know, because there's probably bound to be some that I do like more than some of these, and I just forgot about it. But thanks for listening. Hope you guys enjoyed. I'll see you next week for our Christmas episode. Peace out.